Country Bob FM. Here it comes, here it comes. Your Friday almanac.
Class oldie but a goodie there.
Class is usually pretty unruly on Friday. We got to keep them under wraps.
I'll try and behave over here.
That's good, because
I
have a paddle. It's actually a gavel.
And you're not afraid to use it.
And I'm not afraid to use it here under the chair, right next to the tire iron. But I'll use the gavel instead of the tire iron. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt there.
Yes, Jeff Galooly or whatever.
January 20th, 20th day of the year here, Friday, 1885. The roller coaster received a patent. It was patented by LaMarcus Adna Thompson. He was getting ready to build one on Coney Island. Now, they say that the roller coaster actually started in the 1700s. It was more of kind of a hilly railroad type thing that they had in Russia. But by 1885, they wanted to build one at Coney Island. A guy by the name of LaMarcus Adna Thompson was just that man.
Were you a big roller coaster guy?
Yeah. I had went to Valley Fair this year for the first time this past summer. First time probably since the mid-90s. So we're talking 20 years, and I rode on my first roller coaster in 20 years.
Wow.
And I rode on all of them. The old wooden one, the new wooden one that's kind of crazy. One of them was closed. The big tall one, the Wild Thing, I think is what that one is called. But went on Excalibur and didn't do the corkscrew. Didn't get around to that.
Yeah.
But we went during the weekday, and it was perfect because the weather was kind of iffy, so the crowds weren't huge, and you didn't have to wait very long. It was perfect. So 1885, how about you, roller coasters?
I did. Now that I'm in my advanced age, they don't interest me as much as they did. I mean,
when you're a taller individual, it's kind of tough to squeeze in there. And then you got the bar that comes down, so you've got a little bit of a belly that could have an issue.
My favorite one of all time was Space Mountain down in Disney World.
Never been there.
Oh, my God.
Maybe someday.
What a great
Maybe
roller
someday.
Coaster.
Kind of like your bucket list trip to Hawaii.
Correct.
I might have to make that a bucket. Yeah. Oh, and speaking of that, I've got more Hawaiian history for you here on the Almanac.
I'm going to get my pen out.
Please write this down, because 1887, this was the date that the U.S. Senate approved an agreement to lease Pearl Harbor in Hawaii as a naval base.
Oh, well.
1887. Became
Pretty
a big
good.
Part of history later on in the 20th century. But in the 19th century, 1887.
It took 54 years, but it would hit the map.
1892, the first official basketball game was played by students at the YMCA at Springfield, Massachusetts. Their coach, their instructor, was a guy by the name of James Naismith, the man who invented basketball. And basically what happened, it was a rainy day, and he needed to think of something indoors for the students or whoever to do. And he came up with this game, put a couple of baskets, nail them up against the wall. They had a little walking track that went around the little gym, you know, kind of a mezzanine area.
Yeah.
One on each end, and voila, basketball was about to be invented.
They didn't have enough rubber balls to play bombardment.
No. They couldn't play trench.
Trench. So they went with basketball.
They went with basketball.
You should have right then, though, cut the hole in the bottom.
No,
I would have thought
they
of
did
that.
Eventually, early on. Early on, they realized that. Yeah. And
instead of getting a ladder out to get the ball out of the basket.
There was no dribbling.
Every time.
There was no dribbling early on, because the ball was kind of oblong, and it had laces on it. So it wasn't conducive to dribbling. The early basketball, it didn't dribble. So you basically just took a couple steps and passing, which is still the best way to get the ball at the court.
Absolutely.
When in doubt, pass. It's got to be open, though. You just can't force it.
Right.
Ricky Rubio. Let's see what else we got here. 1937, Franklin Delano Roosevelt became the first president, inaugurated on January 20th. The 20th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution set that date as the official date of the swearing-in of the president. That was back in 37. 1958, Elvis Presley received his draft notice. Had to serve in the U.S. Army for Elvis. That was in 58. 1961, JFK took the oath.
You, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, do solemnly swear.
I, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, do solemnly swear.
That you will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of your ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I guess we're going to hear
preserve,
the whole thing.
Protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
All right. We will hear that, so help me God, a little bit later on.
Yes, we will.
In the program here. But that's John F. Kennedy. That was his inaugural address. That, of course, was the ask not
yes.
what your country can do for you, what you can do for your country. people have to remember that saying.
Yes.
It's not what your government can do for you.
Yeah.
What kind of thing. 1961, that's John F. Kennedy sworn in. He was the 35th president. 1964, the British invasion began. And, of course, the leaders of the British invasion. It wasn't Jerry and the Pacemakers. Wasn't the Rolling Stones. It was the Beatles, of course.
I'll pretend that I can see
And the British invasion began with the release of the first album from the Beatles, Meet the Beatles. I think it had a different title in England because they had already met the Beatles in England. Right. So like This Is the Beatles or something like that, yeah. The exact same album, just with a different title. This Is All My Lovin', I Want to Hold Your Hand was in there. I Saw Her Standing There. Those are probably their three biggest hits.
Yes.
Best known songs off of that album. I don't know how you could even hear the music whenever they played live with the girls just screaming. I mean, what was the point?
Right.
You can't hear the music over the screaming.
The thing that jumped out, I think, to both you and I is how short all the Beatles songs were. This total album of 12 songs, probably a total time of 25 minutes. They barely averaged two minutes a song.
Yeah.
They go, the shortest song was a minute 46, and the longest song was 2 minutes and 50 seconds. So a lot of two-minuters in there.
It was 1964, yeah. After all.
Yeah, they just didn't know how to write long songs yet.
A year later, the guy who gave us the term rock and roll, he liked to be paid to play the music.
Yes, he did.
Alan Freed, 1965. He died.
A little
payola. On this day. It doesn't say how old he was here, but 1965. 1980, Jimmy Carter suggested that we skip the Moscow Olympics.
I have notified the Olympic Committee that with Soviet invading forces in Afghanistan, neither the American people nor I will support sending an Olympic team to Moscow.
And they didn't. And then Moscow and Russia and Soviet Union didn't send teams here to 84 for the 84 Olympics in Los Angeles. And that was in 1980. A year later, 1981, approximately 20 minutes after Ronald Reagan was sworn in as president, he took the oath. About 20 minutes later, the remaining 52 hostages in Iran were released, ending 444 days in captivity. We talked about the timing of that and the controversy and so forth yesterday. No need to go into that here once again today. In 82, Ozzy Osbourne was hospitalized. He was in Iowa at their old arena there, War Memorial Arena, I think is what it's called. And in 1982, he was hospitalized because he bit the head off of a bat, a real bat that apparently was dead but had been thrown at him during a concert. He is the Prince of Darkness after all, and he thought it was a rubber bat like you would buy at one of the Halloween stores.
Yeah.
So he thought he would be dramatic and bite it off, and then once he realized, once that head started twitching in his mouth, and he felt a warm fluid.
That was a bad feeling.
Bad call for Ozzy.
Yeah.
He didn't do it on purpose. He didn't know it was a live bat. He has said that many times. And he had to undergo like a month of rabies shots.
Yes.
And those are not fun. I've never gone through them, and I hope I never do.
Right.
But these big needles right through your solar plexus.
Yeah, word on the street was that wasn't fun.
Not fun. 1982. Johnny Weissmuller died on this date. He was 79 back in 1984. Of course, he was an Olympic swimmer, and he was Tarzan.
Yes.
He 79. And
Carol Burnett both do the greatest Tarzan
they
calls.
Do. Carol Burnett was never in a Tarzan movie. I don't understand why not.
No.
She could have been a rival for Jane.
Yes, she could have.
1986, much funnier than Jane, too, I believe. I don't remember Jane making too many jokes.
No, she was a little stoic.
1986, Britain and France announced their plans to build the Channel Tunnel.
That was good.
People know it better as the Channel. What they call it. They combine the two. It's a channel, and you can't drive through it. It's trains, and then you can put your car on a train. It's like a ferry, but it's on tracks. I've never done this, but I think I know some people who have, and they drive their car into these big train cars, and you park your car, your motorcycle, whatever, then you ride in the passenger compartment, and they bring your car across through the channel from France to England or vice versa. So that happened in 86, 87, Anglican Church envoy Terry Waite kidnapped in Beirut, Lebanon.
Sure.
He was there attempting to negotiate the release of Western hostages. He became a hostage.
Yes.
Was not freed until November 1991.
A long time.
Long time for Terry Waite. 1993, one of Hollywood's greatest, the lovely Audrey Hepburn, passed away.
It's like Tiffany's.
Tiffany's? You mean the jewelry store?
That's right. I'm crazy about Tiffany's. Listen. You know those days when you get the mean reds?
The mean reds. You mean like the blues?
That's George Peppard, along with and opposite Audrey Hepburn. She was 63 when she passed away in 93. Still young pretty
lady.
Young.
Yep.
The sister of Catherine Hepburn.
Yeah.
My Fair Lady is a pretty good movie.
Yep.
Breakfast at Tiffany's there, as you probably already deduced. That was 1993. She was gone. 1998, American researchers announced they had cloned calves that could produce medicinal milk. So instead of just regular milk, you go, yeah, I'd like that one there because it has milk of magnesia would be
right,
one of the things.
Right.
Obviously, the other one had Vicks 44D would come out.
Which calf or which
maybe spigot? That's what you need.
Yeah. I'll see what the doctor says today, what they prescribe.
Feisty grandma actress Nedra Voles died at the age of 93. She was Ms. Tisdale on Dukes of Hazzard. We have our post office mic.
Yes.
She was post office Ms. Tisdale.
Oh, sure.
In Dukes of Hazzard, and she was one of the housekeepers on Different Strokes as well. She was Adelaide.
Is this an apartment or Grand Central Station?
It's an apartment, but the next train leaves in 10 minutes.
You're cute for a tall person. I'm Adelaide Brubaker.
I'm Phil Drummond. That's my daughter Kimberly, my two sons Willis and Arnold.
She was the second housekeeper for the Drummonds. You had Mrs. Garrett, then you had Adelaide, and then Pearl came in a little bit later. Those are the only three that I can remember. She passed away at the age of 94.
Three more than
2003.
I knew.
A lot of times, if they needed a feisty grandma character, she would come
she
in and play that role. And she passed away 2003. Birthdays now. Artie Johnson is 88 today from Laugh-In.
Very interesting. What do you mean, very interesting? It was stupid.
Yes, it was stupid.
But it was also very interesting.
It's Artie Johnson. You know who he's performing with there, don't you?
I couldn't tell.
Peter Sellers.
Oh,
Peter Sellers was a special guest on Laugh-In for that episode. Artie Johnson. He also had that good skit where he was like the old man.
Man,
it was like him and Ruth Buzzy on the bus bench.
And she would whack with the purse.
And, that purse.
Yes.
Artie Johnson, 88 today. Astronaut Edwin Buzz Aldrin Jr., second man.
Wow.
Second man to walk on the moon. You know, that brings up the fact that last week we lost the last man to walk on the moon. I don't know if you saw
that news note.
Yes. Eugene Cernan, who was the commander of Apollo 17, he was the last man to walk on the moon. We have the second man here, Buzz Aldrin, but Buzz Aldrin Jr.
Still
87
around.
Today. 87. I don't know if he ever sang in a rock band. This guy did.
I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me.
He was the star child. That was his makeup persona for Kiss. He wasn't nearly as scary as Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons was scary.
Right.
That's Paul Stanley from Kiss singing there. I Was Made for Loving You is the name of that
good
title.
Good tune.
It's on my Greatest Hits for Kiss. Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits, I think, is the title of that Greatest Hits CD. 65 today. Bill Maher. Real Time with Bill Maher. Comedian, TV personality, talk show host. He is opinionated.
Yes, he is.
He is 61 today. We had Fernando Lamas maybe last week or the week before. Here's his son, Lorenzo Lamas. I don't know if he looks marvelous, but he does know that it's better to look good than to feel good. That I know.
Yes.
That he lives by that credo.
Wasn't he Renegade on that show, too?
On Falcon Crest?
I know. There was a show called Renegade. He was always on a motorcycle.
Yeah, he was in Renegade.
Long hair flowing.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm playing for you. This was younger and before that. This was early 80s. Falcon Crest.
Oh, yes.
Don't forget about Falcon Crest. Don't sleep on Falcon Crest. You had Dallas, your dynasty, your Knott's Landing. But don't forget about Falcon Crest because it had Jane Wyman.
Yes.
Let's keep that in mind. Lorenzo Lamas is 59 today. James Denton is 54. He's one of us now. He lives in the Twin Cities metro area. He's a big Twins fan. He plays in those softball celebrity games during the All-Star game and the All-Star break, like the day before the All-Star game or the Sunday before, whenever they have that celebrity All-Star game, and he wears a Twins hat. And he played Mike Delfino on the show Desperate Housewives, which was a regular watch in my house.
Oh, I wouldn't eat that if I were you.
Why?
I made it, trust me.
Terrible.
Hey, do you have a death wish?
No, I just refuse to believe that anybody can screw up macaroni and cheese.
She did.
Oh, she did. If Terry Hatcher's involved, I'll watch.
How did you... It tastes like it's burned and undercooked.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Here you go.
It's Terry Hatcher. That's not too bad. He got to probably make out with her on set.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah, unfortunately. James Denton is his name. He's 54 today. We do have a country singer who's singing today.
I swear.
Singing for us and celebrating a birthday, John Michael Montgomery, 52.
I'll be there. His big brother's coming to the Medina in February.
Eddie?
Like a shadow
JMM, we call him. Pop group, R&B group, All For One had a hit with this song as well, and there's actually a video on YouTube where they just, seems like recently, because they look pretty old, they got together and sang the song together. I swear, that was a monstrous hit. And, of
course,
how many people had that as their first song at their wedding if they got married any time after that song was a hit?
For sure.
John Michael Montgomery, 52. He was Dwight from The Office. Dwight from The Office. Rainn Wilson, 51 today.
Smile.
No.
I never smile if I can help it. Showing one's teeth is a submission signal in primates. When someone smiles at me, all I see is a chimpanzee begging for its life.
There he is, talking to the camera, Rainn Wilson. The Office is so good. That's a show that I used to watch.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Not regularly. I'd catch it every now and then. I need to binge watch that whole thing.
Yeah,
because,
that's hilarious.
I'd probably gain 10 pounds just sitting there, but at the same time,
it's worth it.
I'd be enlightened.
Yeah.
Rainn Wilson, 51 today. Melissa Rivers, the daughter of Joan Rivers. Melissa Rivers has made well for herself with the help from her mom, entertainment journalist, actress, etc. She's been on the Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump. She's 49 today. Quest Love, the leader of The Roots. And you know The Roots, right? You don't know The Roots? They're the band for Jimmy Fallon. They're the Tonight Show band.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And he's Quest Love. He's the one with the afro in his hair. Not in his head. It doesn't actually puncture the skin.
Okay.
I'd hope not, at least. So that's a pretty sharp afro pick.
Yeah.
But he's 46 today. And we got a country singer, another one.
Never stayed. Yes, it's patient. Playing cash, Hank Willie, and Wade.
Brantley Gilbert is his name. I think this was his debut hit, at least first one that really made any impact. And I go, yeah, that's a pretty good song. But then I watched the video of his most recent song, The Weeknd, and he's doing the hip-hop hand gestures.
Yeah.
What's my saying? If it's hip-hop infused, I must refuse.
Yeah.
You know, these hand gestures, this thing, that's not country.
It's not country.
It's not country.
In our humble estimation.
Stop it now.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah, he's 32.
Yeah, I don't see John Michael Montgomery doing those.
No, please not.
Gone but not forgotten. Got a couple of good ones here today, Jim. Legendary entertainer, and he lived to be 100+. George Burns was born on this day.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
So help me, mate.
So help you, you.
Yeah, he's God.
If it pleases the court, and even if it doesn't please the court, I'm God, Your Honor.
Is there really anybody else who could have played God that era?
He was also in the Sunshine Boys, and of course he teamed with his wife, Gracie, for a long-running comedy duo. George Burns, very funny man, was born on this day, 1896. A cigar a day kept him living to 100+.
All it takes, yeah.
Of course, I don't know that he ever lit it.
No, I never saw any smoke.
Yeah, I didn't either. We are going to, let's go to legendary actor DeForest Kelly.
Who did he play?
Wow, he was Bones McCoy on Star Trek,
of
course.
Jim, I'm beginning to think I can cure a rainy day.
How about this one? This is my favorite.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
He was a doctor and not a lot of other things. He was DeForest Kelly, you know him best. From his time on Star Trek, he was born on this day, 1920. Country singer Slim Whitman was born on this day, 1923.
Una Paloma Blanca.
It's a fine yodeler.
Like a bird in the sky.
Let's hear a little bit more of this.
Paloma Blanca.
That's an art form right there.
My freedom away.
I know that song. It was a hit in the 1980s. A group by the name of the George Baker Selection or Collection. It's Selection. George Baker Selection had a hit with that song. Una Paloma Blanca.
Slim Whitman was
translated to a white dove.
Oh, well, there you go.
A white dove.
Look what we're learning today.
I mean, Una Paloma Blanca is so much more musical if he's in A white dove. It just wouldn't have worked. I mean, it was very wise of them to use the Spanish portion there.
And Slim did it quite well with a little high-octave yodeling in there as well.
My exposure to Slim Whitman is because those ads always played during Sunday morning All-Star Wrestling.
Oh, sure.
It was the Polkas. It was Frankie Yankovic. It was Whoopi John. And then you'd have Slim Whitman album. They're all here. Call now and you get a bonus album.
1923 for Slim.
Slim Whitman yodels rap songs.
Ooh, let's not order that one up. Academy Award-winning actress Patricia Neal was born in the state in 1926. Now, she won Oscar for her work in HUD with, I believe, Paul Newman. She was also in All Quiet on the Western Front, Breakfast at Tiffany's, the aforementioned, and others. Patricia Neal, 1926. And singer Ron Townsend, he was an original member of the Fifth Dimension.
Have you ever surreyed down someplace? I'm going to surrey to your house.
Yeah,
there's going to be a day when you've got a tea time, and I'm going to roll up whatever road you live on. I'm going to be in a surrey. I'm going to surrey down, and you better have sassafras, moonshine, and wine ready to go.
Count on it, big fella. Count on it.
Anytime I can play the Fifth Dimension, I think it's a good thing. The Fifth Dimension. And Ron Townsend, if you had the album Greatest Hits on Earth, which we had at our house, he was the one in the upper left-hand corner.
Oh, yeah.
Upper left-hand corner, because they had them all kind of situated there on the album cover.
Great band and a big Q staple. The Fifth Dimension, Ron Townsend, 1933. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Well, how about John Michael Montgomery's brother, Eddie and Troy here?
Let's do them.
That's the Almanac. Good morning, Friday edition. 37 degrees, that's all I got.
That's
that almanac took a lot out of me.
Yeah. This ain't no